And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to be with us on the springtime Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn. Feels like springtime, huh? You know, this is going to be the last time that we have weather like this, I'll bet, until like late April, really. I mean, I hope we get a nice warm-up sometime in February, but I doubt it. We've been living on borrowed time with the moderate weather, the milder temperatures, and that's all going to come to a screech and halt here tonight with the windy, bitterly cold conditions, snow, and everything else. Well, here we are, you know, just over a week into January. Hey, it's time for a new show at the Butler Little Theater. We're going to be talking about that here on the first portion of our It's Your Turn program today. And also, later on the program, Stan Kosciuszko will be joining us, the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. But first things first, we have several guests from the upcoming Little Theater production of Tuesdays with Maury. And let's meet our guests first of all. Mary Ann Snyder is here. She's producing the show. Mary Ann.
Hello, Dave.
Disclaimer, longtime friend of mine, dear friend of mine, as a matter of fact. My engineer tells me I need you to get a little bit closer to that microphone.
Oh, there, all right. How's that?
That's good. Okay. That's a lot better. Yeah, good to see you.
Yes, we do go back a ways, and I'm very, very thrilled about that. It's been fun.
We go back all the way to my early days here at this radio station.
Yes, because, we do. I was here before you.
You were actually working at WISR before I was, so... Gosh, that is a long time ago, Mary.
Let's just say long time and leave it at that, okay?
That's all I was going to say.
Yeah. Okay.
All I was going to say. Also with us is the assistant director of Tuesdays with Maury, and that's Matt Perotti. Matt, nice to have you here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
And one of the stage managers of the show is also here, and we say hello to Montana Simpson. Nice to have you here as well.
Hi, Dave. It's nice to be back.
Tuesdays with Maury. It was a runaway best-selling book quite a few years ago. I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, something like that, by Mitch Albom.
Album.
Uh-huh. I couldn't remember the guy's name for sure.
Yes.
It actually started out as a series of TV interviews. With who's the guy that used to do Nightline?
Ted Koppel. Yes.
Interviewed the Maury in question.
Correct.
And that led to the book. And I didn't realize, Matt, that led to a play. There's a stage version now.
It's pretty nice. It's a really good script. And it deals with a really sensitive subject in a really good way, really sensitive and thoughtful way.
There will be many people listening to us who read the book. I mean, it was a runaway bestseller, still in print for that matter. There are others who have no idea what we're talking about, Tuesdays with Maury. This is a true story, by the way. Who was Maury?
Maury Schwartz was a professor, and Mitch was one of his favorite students. And they kind of lost track of each other after Mitch graduated. Mm-hmm. And then Maury came down with ALS.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
And he was invited on Nightline to talk about having ALS and facing death. And Mitch happened to catch one of the broadcasts and reconnected with his old professor. And they sort of started their own class. And Mitch was the only student. And that's really what the play is about. Mitch interacting with Maury and learning from Maury as Maury is heading into territory that we all will head to someday. But in Maury's case, he got to know that it was coming and take notes and observations as it happened.
So Mitch, we're talking about real life now. Mitch would go to visit him, I'm guessing, on Tuesdays. Is that right?
Well, Tuesday had always been their day in college. Tuesday was classes and office hours. And
I didn't know where that came from. I didn't read the book, so I
Okay.
Well, I didn't read the book either. I came in with the play. But Mitch started to visit Maury on Tuesdays at his home when Maury was, as Maury was declining with ALS. Mm-hmm. And he started to go every Tuesday to help Maury with things, answer Maury's mail, to talk about life and death and all kinds of subjects, a lot of which is covered in the show.
So, Montana, you're the stage manager for this show. How is this runaway best-selling book translated to the stage? I mean, does it all take place in Maury Schwartz's living room? Or
Well, we have a simple set. We have a lot of crew members to help us out moving stuff around. There's a couple different locations, but it's really all the same backdrop, and it leaves a lot to the imagination of kind of picturing it yourself, in whether Mitch is driving a car from the airport to Mitch's house, whether they're still back at college when Mitch is in college practicing the piano, or whether they're in Maury's living room talking on Tuesdays about all of the different subjects that they like to cover.
So how do you help the audience imagination with different lighting schemes and so on?
We have a lot of different lighting schemes. We have a beautiful mural on the back wall that that somebody came in and painted for us. We do have a set up for the living room with a recliner and a chair for Mitch to sit at. And it's a very, very beautiful set. It's one of my favorite sets that I've gotten to, for a show that I've gotten to work on.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate asking the audience to use their imagination for a set, mm-hmm. because then the audience really becomes involved and they, you know, kind of feel like stakeholders. Some of the best shows I've ever seen were at, I'm not sure whether you've ever been up to Niagara-on-the-Lake, Marianne.
Many times.
The Shaw Festival, which I happen to like better than the Stratford Festival. But the Shaw Festival, I haven't been up there for a couple of years. They still use the Courthouse Theater.
Yes, they do.
Which is theater in the round, which means that it's almost impossible to have a standard set. I mean, it's in the round. Audiences on all sides. So you're forced to use your imagination. And it's a wonderful thing.
Oh, it works beautifully.
Yeah.
And up there. And Stratford as well. But the minimal set works very well for little theater.
First experience I ever had with that, and I don't think either one of these two guys would know it, was at the old Silver Fox Theater.
Oh, of course.
Up in St. Petersburg, PA. The managing producer there was our good friend, the late Margot Pitts. And that was, guys, that was an old barn that they converted into a summer theater.
Yes, they did.
And it was arena theater in the round. The people were sitting all around the stage. You really had to imagine doors and windows and everything else because you couldn't have any of that stuff, you know. But that really, don't you think, Montana, brings the audience into it?
Oh, yeah. I it's one of my favorite things about the show is that it is kind of all to the imagination. You can kind of imagine different things. Kind of everybody has a different experience with the play because of it. It's not just you're looking at something, but you're involved in it too, and you get to have this your own picture in your mind. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a different experience for everybody that sees it.
So, Marianne, just two characters in this play?
Yes, just two. And I do regret that neither of them could be here today. But John Henry Steelman, who plays Maury, travels each day from Indiana, PA.
Oh, my.
And he says it's not a problem because for the last 7 years since he retired, he's been performing in the greater Pittsburgh region. And he kind of just looks for shows that will be appropriate for him. And this one certainly is. And our other actor is Jeff Carey, who teaches school, and he was not able to be with us also. I really cannot say enough about their performance, and I think all three of us will agree. We've been there through every rehearsal for the last 6 weeks, and sometimes, admittedly, you get a little tedious. You see it so many times you could recite the lines. That has not happened with this show. It runs close to 90 minutes, trying to get it down to 85. There is no intermission, but you will not feel that. They really capture you, and I think I said to somebody today, it's not like you're watching actors. You're just watching two men on stage. Mm-hmm. The chemistry between the two of them is so wonderful, and they're simply doing an outstanding job. And mm-hmm. even though the subject matter is on the sad side, obviously, if you do know the story, but it's handled with such grace and humor at times that you forget. You're sad, of course, because it takes us all back to moments in our own lives when we have suffered a loss. But I am learning so much, and there are lines in this show that really will sink into certain people, I'm sure, to everyone. Everyone will go away having learned something from Maury.
Tuesdays with Maury opens this Friday night. Am
correct.
I correct on that?
Yes, 8 o'clock Friday night.
Which, I don't know, it seems a little early to me for the Little Theater's January show. Maybe I'm wrong on that. It always seemed to be later in January for me, but that's fine. I'm glad it's opening this. I just wanted to make sure people realized it's this Friday night.
It is this Friday night, yes. And it may be earlier than in the past. I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that. But it's after Christmas. Everyone has settled into, you know, their winter doldrums, if you experience that. But it's well worth coming out. Mm-hmm. And I am hoping the weather is to turn bad tonight, but it's supposed to be nicer over the weekend. So
standard, they still do eight performances at
eight
the
performances,
Little Theater?
Yes. Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday at 2:30, and Tuesday through Saturday the following week.
Of next week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you about curtain times here. They vary a little bit. During the week, it's an earlier
during
curtain.
The week, curtain is at 7:30. And two seasons ago, we went with an 8 o'clock curtain. We used to have it later than that. But 8 o'clock seems to work very well. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, there are tickets at the box office. So we can talk about that at the mm-hmm. end.
Or you can make ticket reservations in advance. Seems like most folks are doing that online these days.
We're happy to be offering that online, David. And in addition, if you're on Facebook, there is a link right on Facebook. If you read any of our posts, all you have to do is click on and boom, you're there. Mm-hmm. The dates are there and you can pick your seats.
And you can also reserve tickets by telephone as
you
well.
You can.
During the evening hours.
7 to 9, Monday through Friday, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get a little bit further into our interview here. I know Jeff. I've seen him in a number of shows. He's truly outstanding.
Yes, he is.
The other gentleman I've never seen. Has he been on the Butler Little Theater stage before?
He has never been on our stage before. He has done a show in Butler, at least one, with the Hobnob Theater Company, mm-hmm. Shakespeare. But this is his debut with us, and we're really delighted to have him. He's a professional. You'll be very, very happy when you see him, Dave. He does a wonderful job.
And he's playing
Maury. He's playing Maury, yes. Mm-hmm. And there is a decline as the show progresses, and he does very well. You believe he is Maury.
Most people who are battling Lou Gehrig's disease or ALS, they end up in a wheelchair. Does that happen, Matt,
yes.
toward the end of the play?
That's part of the progression that actually happens closer to the front of the play. By the end of the play, you know, he's not even capable of being in a wheelchair anymore. Mm-hmm. The play follows his whole decline from the time Mitch reconnects and becomes involved with him all the way through to the end.
So you're an assistant director. We have only two characters in this play, one of whom is in continuous decline from Lou Gehrig's disease, so obviously can't move around much at all, if any. How the heck do you block a play like this? You're working under the director, Bob Craig, but you're mm-hmm. the assistant director. Are you able to get any movement at all in here?
Well, there is. Mitch provides a lot of the movement. As Maury declines, we move him. We follow the progression. There's a walker, there's a wheelchair, there's a recliner, there's a bed. So we shift things every little bit. You know, it's not a static show. It's not two people just sitting there talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. I have seen shows like that that work, by the way. Love Letters would be a good example.
Absolutely.
A man and a woman sitting at a desk for the entire show, mm-hmm. Reading letters to each other. But you could have the Mitch character move around throughout the set. So you mentioned Montana Simpson is stage manager. By the way, some folks won't understand what a stage manager does. Once the show opens, once that curtain goes up on opening night, you're kind of You're the boss, right? You're directing the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm told. we kind of, me and my other stage manager, Molly Miller, we kind of run the show. Once curtain goes up, we're up in the tech booth doing lights and sound, making sure all the cues are in place. Throughout the run of the show, we kind of hold book, make sure all the lines are correct. We write down all of the blocking, so if there's any forgetful people that aren't quite sure where they're supposed to be, we can tell them where to go.
But now, when you're up in the light booth and the sound booth, you have a script there that you're following along?
Yeah.
And then when you come to the appropriate place, mm-hmm. Change the lights?
Yeah, we control all the lights, all the sounds coming from the speakers, kind of everything with the technical side of the play.
Are there a lot? You mentioned there's a ton of light cues. Are there a lot of sound cues, a lot of sound effects and stuff?
This is probably one of the most cued plays that I've ever worked on. There's a lot of different lights shifting. There's a ton of sounds. It's the most sounds in a play that I've ever had involvement in.
Is it music or other sound effects or what?
There's a lot of phones ringing, a lot of sound effects. We actually do have some music in it, which is actually not one of our cues, but we have somebody backstage playing a piano.
Really?
Live piano.
Wow. How about that? Yeah. Well, music sometimes sets a mood, you know. You're changing a scene, you're wanting the audience to feel something else. I've done stage managing, and it's hectic. I always had a headache by the time I was finished with the show, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't let your mind drift for a minute or you're done.
No, not at all. It's very, you kind of have to focus in on everything you're doing at that stage.
Have you worked with Molly before?
I have. We worked together. We were both actors in The Rise and Rise of Daniel Rocket.
Mm, I saw that show last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I can interrupt him 1 second, Dave, there is a lot. Stage manager is, right now, it's the number one position. They are very important. Bob Craig's work as director and mine as producer is done. When we started tech rehearsal Sunday, it is now Montana Molly's show. They gather everybody together before the show. They make sure everybody is there, prepared to do their job. And they are in charge from now until closing night. Mm. So it's vitally important that, yeah, as you know, when you've done it, it's a responsible position. And pretty much everybody answers to them now.
Well, at least it won't take you too long to take roll call to see if all the actors are present.
No, not at all.
Which is one of the things the stage manager does, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about an hour before curtain time, they go around and make sure everybody's there. And if somebody's not there, they try to find out where the heck they are. So.
Yeah.
But you have only two characters in the show. Have you done much directing before, Matt Parati?
I directed in the past. I did a lot of acting in high school, and I acted in college. And after college, I got involved with community theater. Actually, I had been involved in my hometown while I was still in high school. And I came back to my hometown after college and did a number of shows as an actor and got to direct. And I've directed, I've taught theater in various places. I lived in Ohio for a while and did some theater out there.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to high school? Where are you from?
I'm from Port Allegheny, Pennsylvania.
It's up in King County. I know where that is. It's up near the New York state line, right?
Mm-hmm. We used to go up to New York all the time to shop.
Up in the North Woods.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You used to have to go up to New York to gamble, too, before casinos were legalized here in Pennsylvania. There was a casino.
Well, there's
Native American casino right over there.
Yeah, there's still one up there up in Salamanca.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you can go anywhere and gamble here in Pennsylvania if you want to. So you started in high school getting interested in theater?
I did. My high school is one of the few in the area that had a regular theater program. They always did a non-musical in the fall and a musical in the spring. So I started in eighth grade and acted all the way through until I graduated.
And then where'd you go to college?
I went to IUP for 2 years studying voice performance, and then I ran out of money. And that's why I ended up back in my hometown with the community theater.
Mm-hmm. And have you done a lot of acting through the years as well as working behind the scenes?
Not as much as I would like. When I moved here to Butler, I had a job for many years that had a schedule that was constantly changing and moving all around. And so it really interfered with my ability to be involved in theater. Theater is very time intensive, and you have to be willing to make a big commitment of your time. but it feels good to be back with theaters. My first thing with Butler Little Theater. I really appreciate the opportunity.
It's good. Yeah, amateur theater, community theater is labor intensive, and it takes a lot of work. And it's not just the eight performances that you're doing. It's usually at least 6 weeks before that rehearsing, and that would have meant that you started before the Christmas holidays.
Right
after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. In fact, the Little Theater generally holds auditions for the upcoming show during the run of the whatever the current show is.
Correct.
Yeah.
May I put in a plug?
Sure, please.
Well, we will be auditioning this Sunday and Monday for a comedy / drama called The Dixie Swim Club. And yours truly is directing. So I am already promoting it. Of course, we need five wonderful women who I'm confident we will have to put this play together.
This is an all-female cast?
It is an all-female cast, well, yes.
I can't wait to find out about that. That'll be in March, I guess.
Huh? Yes, yeah. March 1st it opens. So I'll be back.
What's it called again?
The Dixie Swim Club.
I've not seen it, no.
Oh, wow, you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
I saw it at the preview, and it's going to be a fun show. People should come out.
Well, so
we'll talk about that later.
Auditions for that are...
This Sunday and Monday at 7 p.m. at the theater.
At the theater?
Yes.
You just go? There are no preparation necessary?
No. We'll have pages there and lines for the women to read. And
are these parts for women of any particular age?
Pretty much 40 and over, or at least you need to look that age. And I think if you're 30, you don't want to say you look 40. So, because they age 30 years. They go from age 40 to 70.
We're dealing with a man who is in rapidly and steadily declining health due to ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. There's no cure for it. It seems like a really, really sad topic. Are people going to need? I'm not by any means making light of it, but are you going to need to have your Kleenex ready for this show, Matt?
Well, yes and no. You will want to have a Kleenex ready. There are some very touching, poignant moments in the show. At the same time, there's a lot of humor in the show. Part of the focus of it, part of what Maury wanted to get across to people as he was dying, is that dying is inevitable. Everybody's dying. We're dying at different speeds. Some people, like Maury, it happens very quickly. The rest of us, it may take years and years, but we treat death as it's some unnatural thing, but it's not. It's a part of life. And having a good understanding and appreciation of death helps us to embrace life more fully. And Maury's choice, when he found out he was going to die, that he had ALS, was he going to withdraw and hide away for his remaining time, or was he going to live it as much as he could? And he really embraced living life to the fullest for whatever time he had. And that's a great message, and it's a very healing show. So it's sad, but you feel it's a good kind of sadness. At the end, you feel very peaceful, at least I do. And I've watched the show night after night after night after night, and I find it still just riveting. It's such a good show, such a good script.
I did not read the book. I have seen clips, though, of the Ted Koppel interviews with the late Maury Schwartz. And although very poignant, he was a pretty funny guy, too. I mean, he had quite the wit, and he brought that out in his chats with Ted Koppel, at least the ones I've seen.
Well, he does in the show, too. The script is based off of their actual conversations. I mean, obviously, I don't know how closely, but I believe probably pretty much everything in the script is stuff that Mitch took from actual interactions with Maury. Mitch recorded their sessions together when they would get together on Tuesdays, so he had all that material to work from writing it.
Mm-hmm. Is there any background as the play unfolds about how these two came to know each other?
There is. It starts out with them meeting in college, how that all happened, and how they became friends while Mitch was there as a college student, and Maury became his favorite professor, and then it discusses how, you know, life progressed after college to where they met up again as Maury is starting his battle with ALS.
Do we know what Maury Schwartz taught in college?
Yes, it's discussed in the beginning of the show.
Communications?
He was a sociology professor.
Sociology. Because Mitch Albom was a writer, wasn't he?
He was a sports reporter.
Still
sports
is,
writer.
I suppose. I don't know.
He's active with a lot of charity work now.
It's called Tuesdays with Maury, the stage version of the runaway best-selling book. Probably still is a bestseller, for that matter. I still see it in bookstores. The stage version is live on stage at the Butler Little Theater starting this Friday night. And you can make ticket reservations if you so desire. Or in most cases, Marianne, there are at least a few seats available if you just stop at the box office.
Yes,
at the door.
If you come to the box office 30 minutes before showtime. If they're not available, we get the word out as quickly as we can, but usually there are a few seats left. Mm-hmm. So we saw them at the door.
Yeah. But if you want to come on especially on a particularly weekend night, it would be a good idea to...
A good idea to make reservations, yes.
A reservation, yeah.
In addition to it, directing Bob Craig pretty much handles our box office, and he's excellent at everything he does. So if he is there, he can take your membership, he can do anything that you need at the box office, and... He'll make himself available, even though he's directing this show. You'll see him at the box office, I'm certain.
There are just two people in this play. Are there a lot of props or anything that are necessary? Probably not, huh?
It's very funny because there are two people in the play, but we have two directors, two stage managers, multiple prop people, and we had three women on costumes, and we did tell two of them it was okay because there's nothing for them to do. But the props, which is headed by Amy Kennard, they have a lot of movement. There aren't a lot of small props, but they have to move furniture. So consequently, she needed three to four people a night. So backstage gets a little crowded. Mm-hmm. But they do a fine job, and Amy has really worked hard to make sure everything is smooth.
Now, you say there's no intermission?
No intermission.
So how do they handle these furniture shifting and so on in Montana? Is that done during a blackout?
It's mostly done during different light shifts. We'll shift light from one side of the stage to the other, and then furniture will be moved. And when the lights come back up, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm. I've seen shows like that. Even on the Butler Little Theater stage, is fairly small. I mean, it's the Butler Little Theater, after all.
That's right.
But I've seen more than one show where they'll light one side of the stage, and then it'll go dark, and they'll light the other side. First time I ever saw it was How the Other Half Loves. Remember that show? Have you ever seen that show?
I sure do, yes.
Absolutely wonderful show. And that works just terrifically, you know.
It really does. They've gotten very good at it.
Use your imagination.
Yeah. Use your imagination.
So do you have a curtain, or is it open when people go in?
We do have a curtain. Bob Craig put that back up, and I think it will stay up the remainder of the season. So when you walk in, there will be coffee and cookies immediately because there's no intermission. So come early, have your coffee and cookies, and the curtain will be closed.
And you say it runs about an hour and a half?
Close to an hour and a half, yes. Mm-hmm. And I do have to mention wonderful Paula Slummer because she painted the mural that Montana referred to. And Paula is such an incredible artist. And it's just a joy when she's there because she can go from a blank wall to this gorgeous maple ash Japanese maple tree that is just so incredibly beautiful. And she loves painting trees. She feels she's been called to paint trees. But in a matter of 4 hours, she transforms a room.
Is it right on the psych wall or is it on flat?
It's on the psych wall, on half of it.
Wow.
It's very beautiful.
That's at the back of the stage?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm anxious to see the show.
I'm anxious for you to see it.
Yeah.
You're going to like it.
Yeah.
Bring a tissue.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, obviously there are going to be some sad parts, but from what you tell me, there's a lot of life lessons to be learned here, too. A lot of poignant stuff, huh?
Yes.
Again, having not read the book, I'll be pleasantly surprised. I do know that Maury Schwartz, in his conversations with Mitch over the weeks that they were together, he kind of like reviewed his previous life, reviewed his past life.
Correct.
Tuesdays with Maury. Stage version opens this Friday night at the Butler Little Theater, runs through the weekend, And then the theater's dark on Monday, as theaters are all over the world.
Correct.
And then it's all next week after that, Tuesday Correct. Through Saturday.
2:30 on Sunday, 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday, both weekends, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7:30.
Tickets online at, you said the best way is to go to the Facebook page.
There is a link on Facebook on our website, blttheater.com. They're also available, or you may call the theater at night between 7 and 9.
Thanks to our guests, Matt Parodi, Montana Simpson, Marianne Snyder. Nice to have you all here.
Thank you, David, very much. This has been very nice.
We'll see you at the Little Theater. I'll be there this weekend. The Butler Little Theater, by the way, is located just one half block off North Main Street in downtown Butler, right at the bottom of North Main Street Hill. There's a sign there if you don't know where it is. More to come on It's Your Turn here on a Tuesday. We will take a break and be back with more right after these words. Back in a few minutes.
Did you buy a car, truck, or SUV last year thinking you were going to get 0% or some other low-rate finance offer and then drove off the lot with a much higher rate? Don't worry. Armco Credit Union has the solution. Refinance with us and get a 60-month loan on a 2016 or newer vehicle for just 2.24% APR. We've got low rates on older models, too. It's never been easier to join, so call any of our four branch locations today or visit us at armcocu.com for membership and rate information. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, high school juniors, how would you like a free trip to Washington, D.C.? Central Electric Cooperative's Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid, week-long chance for you to sit down with elected officials and experience our nation's capital. You will meet students from across the country and hear from dynamic leaders. Bottom line, you will make friendships that last a lifetime and be part of a group that has more than 50,000 alumni, including U.S. senators and CEOs. Youth Tour 2019 is from June 16 to 21 and is open to juniors residing in a home receiving electric from Central Electric. Interested students must complete application requirements before January 18. For details, visit www.central.coop. At Central Electric, safety is everyone's responsibility. My name is Renee Tritton, and I make safety a top priority because I want to be here for all of my daughter's big life moments. Why do you? This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Need to get out of town? Check into Butler Motor Tours. They can get you out of town in style and in comfort on their big luxury cruise buses. Have you checked out their website lately? So many exciting trips coming up. Check out butlerbus.com and find out where they're taking you next. They have trips all over the country. They'll even help you set sail to maybe the Caribbean. Casino trips, historic landmarks, all across the country. No driving, no handling luggage, entertainment, and most meals. All can be put together with no worries, all in an inclusive price. Call Butler Motor Tours today for more information. Or again, go to their website, butlerbus.com, and check out all of the exciting trips. They especially take care of you around the holidays. Seriously, no better way to travel than Butler Motor Tours.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program for a Tuesday. And our next guests have arrived here in the studio. We say hello to Stan Kosciuszko, president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce.
Happy Man. New Year.
Happy Glad New to Year back. To you. Yeah.
I had to wake up earlier. I'm used to being here at 1:30.
Well, it's good to see you, whatever time. Yeah. Whatever time.
Likewise.
We also say hello and welcome the new chair of the Butler Chamber Board of Directors, and that's Thomas Ginevro. I'm pronouncing the last name correctly there, Tom?
You got it, Ginevro. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, nice to have you here.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And you work at Butler Health System, is that right?
I do.
Yeah. What do you do there?
I'm one of the administrators at the health system. I have administrative responsibilities for facilities and the human resources department.
Well, facilities in years gone by used to be the Butler Hospital, but boy, it's a heck of a lot more than that these days, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we've grown. We've had some tremendous success and growth over the last several years, and it's a great organization. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Quite a geographical footprint now. Well, I don't know. Probably at least 10 different, 15 maybe different facilities here.
A little more than that even.
Really? Wow. Well, nice to have you here today anyway.
Thank you.
Is Tom already seated as the new chair? Did he take over the first of the year, Steve?
Well, he officially gets his gavel the last Wednesday of this month.
I see.
But he is the chair.
That's the official passing of the We saw that with in the U.S. House of Representatives.
That's right. Clank.
Gavel passed to Nancy Pelosi here a few days ago. So you'll get your gavel at the end of the month.
I'm looking forward to it.
And we actually have a gavel. Mm-hmm. We do have a gavel. Thank God they don't use it, because they'd be whacking me in the head with it.
So do you
but Dave,
have...
imagine this. You get a new boss every year.
Yeah.
It's a nice life.
As you do, yeah.
As I do. It's mm-hmm. nice.
Stan makes it easy, though, for us. He does a great job with the chamber.
Do you come in as chair, Tom, with an agenda, or does the... Does the chairperson have one or two areas usually that they want to focus on, or does that develop throughout the year?
Yeah, well, our process, I think I've explained this before, but Tom has been on the board or as an officer for 6 years. So Tom knows as much about the Chamber of Commerce as I do. And every board chair does have certain things that they're interested in promoting.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom will explain a couple of things he's going to be doing this year. You know, Karen Brackett was the outgoing chair. She was very involved in the youth leadership program and in training, things of that nature. So with Tom's expertise in personnel, we're going to be doing some really targeted Sandler training courses.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, Tom. First of all, what's a Sandberg training course?
Well, as Stan mentioned, the structure of the chamber is such that it makes the transition rather seamless, I think, for anyone coming into the role as the chair. But, you know, we have a focus this year on training and development, reaching out to the community, the business community,
mm-hmm.
And working locally with the Sandler Training Group. In offering workshops on sales, leadership and management, customer service. Those will be offered throughout the course of the year, spreading it out so that we can try to reach as wide of an audience as possible.
Are these one-day training sessions or over a period of weeks, or does it vary from time to time?
It's typically a one-day session that is offered. We try to keep the time commitment focused as well as the cost low so that as many people as possible could participate and make it a wide net that we cast.
Mm-hmm. And these people who are taking the training are busy people, so they don't want they love to get the further education, but they don't want to waste any time, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Additionally, Dave, we are looking to focus on membership. We have a really strong membership, and we want to just continue to enhance that. So we will have a strong focus on expanding that membership role that we have and getting increased in involvement from the members as well.
Mm-hmm. It's already a pretty good membership, isn't there, Stan, in the Butler County Chamber of Commerce?
We have a good membership, but it's been stagnant. And all my chamber counterparts tout the same ailment. For example, we have the attrition rate almost is equal to our new members.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we gain 30, we lose 30. We gain 50, we lose 50. And so we've been hovering right around 850, but that's the ceiling. And for the amount of businesses in Butler County, there are 8,000 registered businesses in Butler County.
I would never have guessed it was
When
you told me you 850 chamber members, I thought, well, that's pretty good. That must be a pretty high percentage.
We should have, if we even had 20%, our membership should be three times what it is if you looked at the number of businesses that are registered in Butler County. Now, we get those statistics from the state of Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
Department of State. Our membership directory, we actually hand deliver. That's the one that's done by the Butler Eagle. They direct mail 7,000 of those to businesses in Butler County. So that's businesses that get our membership packet. That get our membership directory, the packet, information on the chamber.
I could have sat here till next month never guessed that there were that many registered businesses in Butler County.
When you look at the Excel spreadsheet, because other businesses have shared it with me because they buy it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pay for it, but people share it with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. Now, a lot of them are single-family business, one person private companies, but a lot of them are businesses five or more employees.
No matter large or small, Tom, any business can certainly benefit by being a member of the Chamber of Commerce, don't you think?
Absolutely. We serve all sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. The smaller businesses, I would say the 100 or less, actually take more advantage of Chamber services than the large businesses. The large businesses provide a service to me at the Chamber. For example, Butler Health System, the largest employer in Butler County, you employ 2,900 now, I think. They don't need information on human resource. Tom is the information on human resources mm-hmm. that I can draw on or that other Chamber members can draw on. So the larger businesses serve as a resource to me and to the smaller businesses because they're very – they're very prone to answer a question from a smaller business that calls them about some issue they're having.
It's a great opportunity to learn from each other in the business community. As Stan said, we're one of the larger employers, but over the years that I've been involved, I'm picking up and learning things from others in the community as well.
Have you concentrated in human resources in your career, even previously before coming to Butler Health System, Tom?
I did. My undergrad education at Penn State was with a focus on human resources.
I see you majored in labor relations at Penn State?
Yes.
I had a fraternity brother whose major was labor management mm-hmm. relations. He was the only other person I ever knew who majored in that at Penn State. Yeah.
Well, I'm in good company, right?
Tom Strippe, yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Does that fraternity still exist?
That's right. Have you worked in other health systems before coming to Butler?
I did. Prior to coming to Butler, I was at St. Clair Hospital in Mount Lebanon in Pittsburgh. Yeah. And I was there for almost 15 years. Hard to believe I've been at Butler now closer to 10 years.
Mm. Wow. Chief Human Resources Officer with that many employees. Wow. That's a big job, Tom.
Lots of help and lots of good people
He's
to support.
He's not going to argue with it. It's a big job. And Ken, if you're listening out there, yes, it's a big job.
Well, it just goes to show you that the huge businesses, the huge operations here in Butler County appreciate the value of a Chamber of Commerce and willing to have people like Tom serve a stint as chair of the Chamber Board of Directors.
And it is a time commitment. It's a big time commitment. We have mm-hmm. an officers meeting once a month that lasts at least an hour, and then we have a Board of Directors meeting once a month that lasts at least an hour. So if he just went to those two meetings, that would be a lot. But historically, the chair and my officers are involved in other aspects of the Chamber. So Tom will be actively involved in the symposiums we do. They're one of the sponsors of the Employee of the Year award that we give every April at the Employee Appreciation Luncheon. They're actively involved in different awards ceremonies, Community Champion, the annual dinner. He will be the speaker at the annual dinner. So it's a big time commitment. And then, I know he's burning the midnight oil because he's spent the afternoon at the chamber at a meeting, and then he has to deal with his work afterwards. So. Mm-hmm. It's not only a testimony to the person that's in there, like Tom, but to their superior, who allows them to take the time to give service to the chamber. But the business community here is very important, and it's valued by our businesses.
We'll take a break. We'll continue our conversation in just a moment or so. One of our sponsors on the program here today is Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. What do? Very simple. They package your items for shipping. This is really convenient. I've utilized their service. You don't have to worry about hunting around for the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels or any of that stuff. Just take your item or items to Gone Postal Butler, and they'll pack it up and ship it for you. Any way you want, by the way. U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, they'll ship it. They also offer a copying service, scanning service, faxing. You can rent a temporary mailbox there. They have an official notary. You can even pick up a last-minute greeting card to send along with your package. They're open Monday through Friday. Gone Postal Butler is located at 140 Shockey Lane. It's right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants there on Newcastle Road. Phone them for more info, 724-841-0044. Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about hemp extract oils. You're a bit skeptical and you have questions. Like, what is it? How does it work? Is it safe? Will it work for me? Get the answers and learn more by attending a Natural Solutions Hemp Extract Oil event on Wednesday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. Guest speaker Mike Gallagher will discuss hemp extract oil and how it correlates to pain, brain, and inflammation. And you don't have to be an Applewood chiropractic patient to attend. Space is limited. Call 724-283-8894. Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, Thornapple Drive, Butler.
We're talking on the It's Your Turn program today with Stan Kosciuszko. He's the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce and the incoming chair of the Board of Directors, and that's Tom Ginevro. Nice to have him here with us today. Can new businesses join the chamber at any time during the year, Stan?
Any time during the year, yeah. We have members that join, you know, all year long.
So you don't have to wait till like September 1st or something
like
that?
No, we don't. We don't do it that way. We also don't prorate our membership. When a member joins, they pay a full year, and then the first bill that they get from me is prorated. The reason I do that, some chambers, and I don't know how they handle their bookkeeping, but, you know, they bill one member in June, one member in July, another member in September. I do all my billing in December at the end of the year. I put my calendar of events in it so people know what they're paying their dues for, all the events. But that way I don't have to stagger the billing. But if somebody joins, let's say, in November, when they get their next bill, then they get a 75% off of that bill. So it's all prorated. But we have members that trickle in all year long. Yeah.
Tom, you mentioned one of your areas of focus will be these Sandler training sessions. Is there a schedule of that yet, or is that still being put together for, I mean, we're a week into 2019. I don't know whether that's done yet or not.
The schedule is actually set for the year, Dave. The first session will be in March. It's actually on March 6th. Which is a Wednesday, and that is the sales workshop focus. That will be followed by a session in May, on May 1st, with a focus on leadership and management. Mm-hmm. And the third and final will be on Wednesday, October 2nd, with a focus on customer service.
All of those would be important. Sales always. Sales tips. You know, most businesses have at least something to do with that throughout the year.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't realize that they're salespeople. You know, like somebody will ask me what the main part of my job is. The main part of my job is sales. I'm selling the chamber. And then administration. That's why I was hired. My background is in administrative. I have administrative skills. So, but yeah, Tom, I saw a little snicker when you said, is the schedule done? My officers know that I am so OCD that this schedule was done in November of last year because everyone who got my newsletter or their bill got my whole schedule. This is my whole schedule for 2019. Mm. It's already printed up and set, and I even have most of them sponsored. So I actually badger the businesses ahead of time. I send them the invoice, and then I print it. So once it's there and it's printed on paper, it's gold.
Can we go over at least briefly some of the upcoming events that the chamber is going to be doing?
Well,
in addition,
you know, our buddies, and I should have brought them in here, but you know, these young professionals—they're just too young and too sassy and too energetic. They get on my nerves, but they have two big events in January, and they like to do things in January because they said it's a slow month.
Mm-hmm.
But for these young people, you know, snow doesn't mean anything to them, so they're having their Volunteering Made Easy is going to be at the Holly Point building, and that's on Thursday, January 17th. They have 15 nonprofits that are going to come in and present. The reason it's 15 is that's all the space will hold. The nonprofits do a presentation on what they're doing, what their volunteer needs are, and what their financial needs are. And then the young people can decide if they want to get involved with one of those nonprofit groups and maybe help them out in some way. Now, they started a couple years ago partnering with the Junior Women's because the Junior Women's actually give scholarships and they do a fundraiser. So the Junior Women from this Volunteering Made Easy session will select a couple nonprofits that they're going to fundraise for 2019. So it's a very nice partnership. Now, they also have fun. You know, they'll have some beer and wine and appetizers, and mm-hmm. it'll be a nice networking opportunity also.
Oh, what a great idea. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who would be happy to volunteer some time. They just want to make sure that they're going to leave a mark, you know, and have some effect as opposed to just twiddling their time away.
Yeah, and the young professionals are very savvy. You know, they don't have a lot of time to volunteer. The old way of volunteering was an organization would pick an organization, and then they would do a project for that organization, like mm-hmm. my leadership Butler County does. But the young professionals don't want to select one organization. They feel, let me be exposed to 15 organizations, and then maybe me and my buddies, me and my wife, me and my friends, whatever, will get involved in that group and do something for them. So,
when's that coming up again now?
And that's on Thursday, January 17th at the Holly Point Building. You don't have to belong to the young professionals to join that. It starts at 5:30. And anybody can go and hear the presentations from these nonprofits.
That was my next question. You don't necessarily have to be a member to stop in.
You don't have to be a member to stop in, yeah. And for more details, anybody can call the Chamber of Commerce or look on our website. All of these are on our website. Now, towards the end of January, they're doing a joint mixer. This will be the first time they're doing it with the Butler County Young Lawyers Association. Did you know there was a Young Lawyers Association?
I knew there was a Bar Association.
Well, the Bar Association has a branch for the young lawyers. Now, I don't know what their age limit is, you know, because it's probably illegal to put an age limit. But in any case, the young lawyers were looking at how to attract different groups of people and to expand their horizons and also let the more established businesses know that there are a lot of attorneys in town. So the young professionals are partnering with them. It's being sponsored by the Lindora Hotel, and that's where the mixer will be. And it starts at 6 o'clock. It's from 6 to 8. And that one is sponsored by Tourism, Next Year Bank, Minuteman Press, and C.W. Howard. So that's open to anybody to come and meet the young lawyers, meet the young professionals. And what we're trying to do is encourage established businesses also. Maybe they're looking for, maybe their accountant retired, maybe their attorney retired. Come and meet the younger attorneys, new attorneys. Mm-hmm. Expose yourself to something different. The way it's benefiting us and the young professionals is a lot of the young professionals will get to meet these young attorneys, and maybe they will combine their forces. A lot of them are chamber members already, the young attorneys.
This is a perfect example, Tom, of how a lot of people don't realize just how functional the Butler County Chamber of Commerce is. I mean, we're talking about events that are, you know, it's not just, okay, I get together and have a good time for a little while. These are extremely helpful for Butler County business. That's what a successful chamber is all about.
I couldn't agree more, and I really encourage folks to consider attending or participating in any of the events throughout the course of the year that the Chamber focuses on and sponsors. They're very valuable to the business community.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then we'll be having our big Health, Wealth, Wellness, and More. That's the 17th annual.
That's always been in February, is that?
Which shows you how long I've been at the Chamber. I started the first one. So 17 years ago. It's always been successful. It's on Friday and Saturday, February 1st and 2nd. And that's at the Clearview Mall. We only take 50 vendors because we want everybody to be in the same area outside JCPenney's. We don't want people straggling down the other, because then they're not inclusive in the group. Mm-hmm. And so we're pretty far up to our capacity. Now, if any business is listening out there, if you're not a chamber member, you are welcome to participate in this expo. So it's not exclusive for chamber members. It's any type of business. We had a guy the other day who sells fudge. He said, do you think it would behoove me to come? And I said, well, yeah, I like fudge. I'm not going to buy $150 worth. But the booth space is only $150 for 2 days, and you're allowed to sell. The Clearview Mall has given us the dispensation that my vendors can sell. So we will have a lot of health-related people, banks, financial institutions, but also, you know, there are people selling clothing, jewelry, perfume, other aesthetic items. It's a nice show.
I've been there many times, and it's all, as you said, concentrated in one area, right in kind of like mm-hmm. the center court area of Clearview Mall.
Yeah, and it's fun. Last year we had the Humane Society brought some dogs out, so I had fun with the pets. As you know, I'm a dog lover. I don't know if they're going to be coming out with the dogs. We traumatized the dogs a little bit last year. There was so much traffic. But, yeah, and our sponsors for that are Kenmac Rentals, the Butler Eagle, Armco, Credit Union, YMCA, and Butler Health System. Of course, it's a health expo, mm-hmm. so Butler Health System is our major health provider sponsor.
You're going to have golf tournaments this year.
Wow. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I was just working on the ladies' outing yesterday. I'll talk about the men's outing. It's the 63rd annual men's outing, and that is at Lake Arthur once again. And that one is on June 13th. So if you want to get your foursome in, you can call now. It's only $600 for a foursome, and it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, carts fees, the whole nine yards, and lots of prizes. It's really a fun event. But our ladies' outing, it's the 25th anniversary of our ladies' outing. And I found out it's basically the longest-standing ladies' outing in the state of Pennsylvania, continuous. And so we're real excited about that one. The committee that's working on it is moving it to the Butler Country Club. We want to spoil the women this year, so we're moving to the Country Club. Not a lot of people get the opportunity to golf at the Country Club, so I think it should be exciting.
I better practice up. That's a pretty tough track.
It's a tough track, but, you know, the golf pro out there said they're going to have fun, and that's on Monday, August 19th. And Lori Lankowitz from Physical Balance for Wellness is helping me. Deal is a big sponsor of the hole-in-one for that one, and Farmers National Bank is the main sponsor. But I have a whole list of sponsors already, Specialized Staffing, Butler Technologies, and the sponsors are coming in because they don't want the women to have to pay. It's a little more expensive mm-hmm. to golf at the country club. You get what you pay for, it's worth it. You know, the other courses are nice, but the country club is special. It's a special course.
For sure. Yeah.
And so the businesses don't want some of the women who normally golf in leagues, they want to help to subsidize their fees.
Great idea.
So it won't be an exorbitant entry fee. It'll be higher than it has been in the past.
They are two of the more popular events that the Chamber puts on every year.
Yeah. Really popular golf outings. And our annual dinner is really our number one primo event. It's been sold out every year for the last 6 or 8 years. And that's coming up on September 10th. And we're doing something new this year that I'll come back to talk about. We're doing a symposium, and it's called Women Shaping Our Future. I noticed at our last couple Growing Butler seminars, the panels were all men. And afterwards, I was discussing with some of the coordinators. I said, why don't we have some women influencers here? Well, Stan, who would you invite? I said, well, the CEO of the Allegheny Conference is a female. The head of the Port Authority is a female. The head of the Airport Authority is a female. The CEO of Leadership Pittsburgh is a female. The woman that's going to be the manager for the cracker plant in Beaver County is a female. So we're trying to get a group of these women to come and present to us how they're affecting the region, how their decisions are affecting the region. Mm-hmm. And to me, most importantly, we have two female commissioners. Kevin, if you're listening, I love you dearly. But we have Leslie Oshie and Kim Geyer, who are going to help me to moderate and coordinate this. So it'll be October 11th. It's going to be the Regional Learning Alliance.
It's going to be a busy year for the Butler.
It's going to be a busy year, but this symposium is going to be just really very interesting.
I'll just leave you with one thing. I would imagine that you're already able to register for that first of the Sandler training session. Maybe it's already full up. I don't know. You can still register for that, can't you?
You can still register. Yep. Now, these symposiums are doing a little bit differently this year. They're limited to 20 people each. Only 20 people for each one because Dan Hudak is conducting them and he wants to really give them some personal attention.
Excellent.
And they're going to be hosted at the Spring Hill Suites. Adriana Bly, the manager there, is hosting. Mm-hmm. So they'll have a nice continental breakfast.
You can just
really
call the chamber?
Call the chamber to register, yeah. Mm.
Well, Tom, nice to have you here today. Good luck in your year as chair of the board of directors.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
I think the board will be in good hands, Dan Kosciuszko. What do you think?
Oh, it always is. We were talking about that in the waiting room there. Our chamber process, the business people that move up to board chair have been on the board for quite a while. They've been in the executive committees. We've had the private meetings. So it's not like they're going blindly into the chamber. And it helps me out because if I'm not there, like the year I had my heart attack and I was out of the office for a couple weeks, people didn't even know I was gone because the officers knew what was going on. They knew the events, and they can just pick it up and take it from there. So.
Well, nice to have the two of you here today. Good to talk with you.
Yeah. Dave, thank you, and Happy New Year.
And to you.
Happy I like New the Year. 1 o'clock slot.
Well, you've got it. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we're going to be chatting with Kristen Hibbs. We've chatted with Kristen for a few years. It's a wonderful story. Kristen is a native of Butler. She went to Butler High School. She's an architect. She's the head of design for the Science Museum in London. It's near the Prince Albert Hall in London. She's lived there for many, many years now. She's home for a holiday visit with the family. She has, over the past year, traveled all over the world on different assignments for design and architecture, and I can't wait to see her. She's going to be here with us tomorrow at 12:30, so I hope you're able to tune in for that. We'll talk with Kristen. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow and every weekday. It's your turn here on WISR at 12:30.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines should be treated by a sports medicine expert. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers offers sports medicine specialists right here in Butler to get you back to enjoying the activities you love. Doctors Rob Waltrip, Josh Szabo, and John Richmond have trained with some of the biggest names in orthopedic sports medicine and use their expertise to treat you. Tri-Rivers accepts most major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more at TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
Choices, decisions, quality health care. These are important issues that really hit home. It's a good thing that Concordia Visiting Nurses is here to help. Home health care can help you or your loved one recuperate from an illness, manage a chronic disease, or recover from an injury or operation right in your own home. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.